I heard a rumor that the kids from Sunnyside Elementary are the smartest kids in Portland. Is that true? Yeah. What? Yeah, it is. Oh, it is actually. Okay. And that they study really hard and they always do their homework. And they always do what their teacher says. I heard some no's out there. We're taking names. Well, welcome to the city council. We're glad you're here. You got to study hard, and someday you can be sitting up here, too. So welcome. Portland City Council will come to order. Good afternoon, Carla. How are you?
I'm good.
Beautiful day out there, isn't it?
It is.
Anything fun planned for after work?
No, I did my taxes. I'm good.
Let's delay that as long as possible. Can you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Leonard.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Adams.
Here. We have four items. Can you please read the title for item number 525, which is a second reading?
Adopt and implement the River Plan North Reach.
Ms. Beaumont.
Mayor Adams and members of the council, you have received a substitute, page 6, for item 525. And the reason you've received the substitute is what was circulated to you in the Friday packet contained a few Scrivener's errors. What you've been given is a substitute, page 6, the last page of the ordinance, that clearly and accurately reflects the amendments the council adopted as of the last hearing on this matter. It contains no new amendments. So I think what you need is a motion to substitute this page 6 for the page 6 that you received in your packets.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Carla, would you please call the vote?
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Thank you. At the last hearing on the river plan, I have a clarification to read. At the last hearing on the river plan, I move to add subsection K of section 33.475.430.B.11 to the list of items in the substitute resolution that will receive further work by Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and will come back to us in the fall. As proposed in the amendment package dated March 24, 2010, subsection K would have amended the code to allow an applicant to make a payment to the city in lieu of meeting the mitigation standards of this code section. My intent in making that motion was to delete subsection K from the code and add it to the list in the substitute resolution. My motion passed. I have confirmed with the other council members that their intent was the same as mine. To avoid any confusion, I want to clarify that the effect of the council's adoption of my motion on April 1st, 2010 hearing is to remove subsection K from the proposed code language and add it to the list of items to receive further work in the substitute resolution. With that, Carl, would you please call the vote?
Oh, excuse me, the vote on
525.
Could you read it again? I'm sorry.
Sure. 525. Adopt and implement the River Plan North Reach.
It's a second reading. And then we'll go on and do the resolutions, of which there are three.
Fish.
Thank you, Carl. It's been a long week. We've been spending some long evenings together. Thank you, Mayor Adams and Commissioner Fritz, for your hard work and diligence in bringing this matter to conclusion today at Council. I have a brief written statement I'd like to read. Development of the River Plan has been one of the most intensive and thorough efforts this council and this city has ever undertaken. It has taken nearly a decade, dating back to the initiation of the River Renaissance in 2001, to get to this point. I'm told, but I haven't completely verified, there have been hundreds of meetings with individual stakeholders during that period of time, certainly dozens of public meetings, numerous committees, and public hearings at each stage of the process. The Planning Commission spent more than 6 months reviewing this document, and the mayor as well as staff from many different offices, have spent another 8 months doing additional review. And if I get any more letters on this issue, the server on my computer will become disabled. So what are the key components of what is before us today? This plan removes the existing, outdated Greenway regulations, providing more certainty for a significant number of industrial properties, especially those with existing docks and non-vegetated riverbanks. It updates our natural resources inventory, which is over 20 years old, almost as old as Dan Saltzman, and creates a new river environmental overlay zone that strategically protects our natural resources. The plan will reduce state and federal permit timelines. In fact, in the absence of this plan, each permit will tend to refight the same battles, and that is certainly not good news for our business. The City of Portland depends on the success of industry in the North Reach and over 38,000 living wage jobs it provides. And we need to continue to make significant investments in the future of our harbor, and having this plan will help us to seek that funding. But the plan also sets out a framework that provides greater flexibility for industry as to whether they mitigate on or off-site. On-site mitigation will help us improve the connectivity of nature along the river, while specifically designated mitigation sites will establish viable habitat for our fish and wildlife. I'd like to talk for a moment about the process and compromise. All sides in this great debate have shared important concerns. All sides have compromised and have made significant concessions. Some of the unnamed critics of the proposal that we're voting on today have told me privately that they're 70 to 80% there, but they still have some concerns. In any enterprise of this length and depth and complexity, I'd say that's pretty good. Now, the mayor has offered and the council has adopted a comprehensive set of amendments that address many, if not most, of the concerns that have been brought to the table, or at the very least have been brought to my attention. And frankly, some things can only truly be evaluated by doing them. I have talked with many of the stakeholders who care deeply about the North Reach and who have kept a citywide perspective. While not all are happy with every detail, I am confident that we have reached a point where we can move forward. The best way to address additional concerns at this point, in my view, is through the mayor's stakeholder group, the North Reach Advisory Committee, and the close tracking of implementation on the ground and a comprehensive review that comes back to council. Everyone in this process will need to step up to make implementation successful, and that includes the City of Portland. And the City is committed to supporting significant improvements to industrial infrastructure, environmental restoration, and trail creation. It is also committed to staffing new programs like the permit streamlining process and a citizen advisory committee. And the City is committed to a healthy working waterfront, and the creation of the Office of Healthy Working Rivers helps us to follow through on those commitments. Conclusion. River Review represents our community's voice over what happens in and around this precious resource. We will continue to work to make it as effective and as efficient as possible, but the City will continue to retain its jurisdiction. Any new plan like this is going to create some fear and uncertainty, but what this plan also creates is possibility. I truly believe that we can reach a win-win if together, moving forward from today, we work together. If we all work together and we work in good faith, this plan creates both the framework and the flexibility to create a truly sustainable harbor, one that supports fish and wildlife, a strong and thriving industrial economy, and opportunities for citizens to interact with the river, a river that benefits all of those of us who are privileged to live in the Willamette Valley. Again, to my colleagues, the mayor and Commissioner Fritz, congratulations on your tireless efforts to bring this to fruition, and and I'm pleased to support your work and to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I also want to thank Mayor Adams and Commissioner Fritz for bringing us to this moment and stepping our efforts to make the river and all the Portlanders who interact with her successful. This goal is an ongoing challenge that everyone is involved and obviously committed to. And even if we can't all agree on the myriad of details and processes within the plan, I have seen a consistent message of agreement from everyone that the health of our city is tied to the Willamette River. That recognition is what sets the stage for successful refinement and implementation of this plan. I do look forward to working with staff and the partners on implementing the action agenda and the hearing this fall to examine staff work on river review development standards and map refinements. I'm also looking forward to appointing the North Reach Advisory Committee, as these involved citizens will be keys in making sure that this plan works for businesses and for the environment. And I do believe that both those things can occur. And I want to reiterate my concern and commitment to making sure that the 38,000 good-paying jobs that we presently have in our North Reach only grows in the future and doesn't stagnate. So, and finally, I want to thank the city staff, the river-dependent businesses, and the river-dependent critters, and all the others that have, including the deer, that have all worked hard to make this plan one that we can move forward to with and make sure that it works for everyone. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Leonard.
I have concerns that the plan could unfairly limit the ability of jobs to be retained and new jobs attracted if the plan is applied unfairly and rather than applied in a way that tries to meet the goals that we intend here today, as opposed to applying the plan to the letter of the law, it could lead, in my view, to some not desirable outcomes in terms of job creation. I don't think that the city ought to allow any kind of development anywhere or for people who are operating businesses to operate in any manner they choose, as my, I think, prior actions have shown with businesses that operate in Portland improperly. I am not shy about using the city's various enforcement tools to make sure businesses behave appropriately. But having said that, it is never lost on me that good jobs are provided by businesses. And I think that we need to be mindful of that as we take this next step in this process to make sure the development that occurs on the river and redevelopment of existing businesses is done in a way to minimize impacts on species in the river and certainly on the banks leading to the river. But I have had experience here at the city in the last 8 years that worries me at times about how city staff will apply rules, that they be applied in a way that is impartial and balanced and fair and always intending to achieve a good outcome for all parties involved without advocating for a particular philosophical point of view. I retain that concern. I, too, as Commissioner Saltzman referred to, am looking forward to the river review standards that will be coming back and the map amendments that will be required in the fall. I'm very much looking forward to the advisory committee, how it's comprised, how it interacts with us. But most of all, I'm going to be watching to make sure that this plan is implemented in the way that a majority of this council intends it to be implemented, and that is for its stated purpose to minimize impacts on the river and river-dependent wildlife, but that it be done in a way that doesn't discourage development. I led the council in a few years back retaining in the industrial reserves land out in Linton with not just a little ire from some of the folks in Linton. But I think we have to take, that's our job, to take an approach here that balances the various competing interests. And it's my intention to continue that philosophical approach as we implement this plan. So with those cautionary notes, I appreciate the work that has been done on this plan, and I vote aye.
Fritz.
First, some thank yous. Thank you, Mayor Adams, for your commission commitment and vision, and for convening city staff and stakeholders to work through a very difficult and critical set of issues, for your personal investment and involvement in guiding it to this important point, and for providing a path that moves us from planning into implementation. I don't recall a mayor who's been involved in a crucial planning process as deeply and wholeheartedly as you have, and I greatly appreciate it. And thank you for inviting me to participate in that process. Thank you to the stakeholders, particularly the Portland Audubon Society, Bob Salinger, the neighborhood associations, especially Vincent and St. John's, and members of the Working Waterfront Coalition, for the untold hours that you have invested in this process, the site tours you conducted in which my staff participated, and taking time to meet with me to discuss your issues and concerns. Your expertise and perspective has been greatly valued, is greatly appreciated, and has prompted many positive changes in the plan. Thank you to the Bureau staff, Joe Zender, Sally Edmonds, Shannon Buno, sounds like the Oscars, right, but I have to read them all, Brian Campbell, Marisol Caron, Mindy Brooks, and Diane Hale, from BDS, Kim Freeman and Kim Talent, BES, Paul Ketchum and Caitlin Lovell, and from the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, Ann Beyer, Rick Bastach, and Kevin Kalduff. You have worked very, very hard on this, and I appreciate the amount of work that's gone above and beyond the call of duty, and indeed the passion and the thought that's gone into it. Thank you all for your willingness to listen and learn, and for your work to educate everybody about what the plan says and what it doesn't say, and being willing to consider amendments even up until the last moment. Thank you to the members of the Planning Commission for the numerous hearings, briefings, and work sessions you held on this plan, for your recommendations regarding key implementation components. And thank you to Patty Howard and Tom Bizot on my staff, and Amy Ruiz on the mayor's staff. We have before us an important planning document that embraces community spirit and vision. Our challenge is to restore the ecosystem conditions in our urban rivers while at the same time supporting economic growth, job development, and improved recreational aspects. All of these elements are facilitated by the plan, and all of these elements my staff and the Office of Healthy Working Rivers are very excited to help work on. The comprehensive changes help us meet that challenge in four important ways. The River Plan revises the Greenway Code, which is outdated, and as a result, it creates impediments to economic development and does not provide adequate habitat protection. So there's various ways that we assist industry and the environment in the plan. I'm very pleased that the Rivers Office is identified as the lead in facilitating early project review and its role in establishing the mitigation bank. Second, the River Plan includes implementation actions in an associated action agenda and designation of who will be responsible for the implementation measurements. This feature is a crucial first step towards achieving success because it provides a starting point for projects, programs, and regulations to implement plan policies and streamline rather than complicate the approval process. Third, the plan identifies key recreational objectives, such as designating a continuous Willamette River Greenway Trail along both sides of the river and new Willamette River Greenway viewpoints. Again, this is something that neighborhood activists and environmentalists have been working on for literally decades. And fourth, the river plan includes the formation of the North Reach Plan Advisory Committee, which will gauge and monitor the success of our implementation efforts, its oversight, its reporting back. This committee, under the leadership of Ann Beyer, the director of the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, will have a diverse membership, and I will work closely with Ann and the members, as will the mayor, as they assess the plan's effectiveness over time. I'm confident that the policies, regulations, and feedback mechanisms will ensure that what is proposed here today results in implementation that makes sense on the ground. I believe that we have the foundation of implementation regulations in this plan that will work for the river, for industry, and for the public. And finally, I do recognize that there are a few remaining items that require review, and those are listed and will be addressed over the next few months. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing back from staff in this fall on the findings and conclusions. It's time to adopt this plan. Aye.
Adams.
My vision for Portland is a city that is economically prosperous, more prosperous than we are now, and a city that is environmentally and socially sustainable as well. Few other cities have figured out this triple bottom line better than we have. And so we continue to be the thin edge of the wedge in innovation, And I'm proud to serve with the City Council that continues to put the priority to the triple bottom line and also the muscle and the financing and the leadership behind it. Striving for both success economically and on the environmental fronts is what this plan seeks to do. Its success, when it eventually is finalized, will be judged by terms of factors within the district itself, will be judged by jobs created and habitat created. I want to thank Amy Ruiz, who's been the staff person in my office, and Sally, Joe, the entire team that's been working on this. This is the end of the beginning, but this does not become law, local law, until 7 additional votes are made by the City Council. Many of them will be very technical in nature. They should, and you should expect them, to be informed by science and by economic and other evaluations. They need to be fact-based decisions. We are committed, as you heard from every member of the City Council, for this plan to also have the ongoing feedback loop that will be the first of these kinds of plans, with the exception, I would say, of the East Portland plan, will be the first of a plan of this specificity that will have an oversight committee, where if something is going wrong, anyone can ring the bell. And that committee not only will listen, will problem solve. This will not work if the city isn't fully behind helping both the environmental and the economic goals happen. So I look forward to the finalization work over the next many months. More discussions to come. I want to thank everyone, all the stakeholders, for being part of this on all sides of this issue. And I vote aye. Can you please read the title for resolution, item number S-526.
Adopt the River Plan North Reach Action Agenda and the future of the North Reach and direct the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to return to City Council for a hearing on specific items in fall 2010.
Please call the vote.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Please read the title for resolution, item number 527.
Accept Memorandum of Understanding between Siltronic and the City of Portland.
Please call the vote.
Did we take care of the amendment on this one, the Exhibit E? I have a note here still. We didn't do it? Okay, so we need to amend that then? No amendment. Okay, sorry. Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
So this is a new approach to working with landowners for future development and maintaining and enhancing ecological features. I'm not without concerns, but I can support this, and I do recognize that staff, again, has worked very hard on ensuring that the permanent conservation easement in perpetuity can be utilized as a benefit to salmon, as well as preserving connectivity to Forest Park and the Willamette River. Aye. Oh.
Adams.
I want to thank the folks at Siltronic for being creative in their approach to coming to this MOU, and look forward to moving with them to recruit a new employer to the site alongside their existing plan. Aye. Can you please read the title for resolution item number 528?
Direct the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to negotiate a development agreement with the University of Portland for consideration by City Council.
Mayor, I'd like to move an amendment to this resolution,
okay,
which I've handed out. Everybody has it in front of you. This is an amendment to add an element of public input into the development proposal and also to ensure that city staff will be appropriately compensated by the University of Portland. What it says is that it's an amendment to the existing language, which says that the staff are directed to pursue negotiating a development agreement with the University of Portland, and then adds, including a public open house concerning the development proposal. And then if negotiation, and then it continues on, and then be it further resolved. Previously, it said that the staff from Planning and Sustainability and Development Services would be paid. I believe it's appropriate for this University of Portland to pay all the costs associated with creating this development agreement. So the amendment reads, this will include the hourly staff rate for staff who participate in negotiating the agreement, instead of just singling out two bureaus that would get paid.
I'll second it for purposes of discussion.
Thank you.
Ms. White, would you like to come forward and give us your feedback?
Only because this is, I think this is a different piece of paper than
oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Here is
Fritz's.
Yeah, that is a different piece of paper. It must be very confusing. Have a seat if you want.
So this is it?
Yeah.
No objection.
Been moved and seconded.
The most concise testimony we've received in a long time.
But for the record, can you say your name?
Christy White, no objection, for the University of Portland.
Carla, can you please call the vote?
What did you want to discuss it at all?
No, prepared to vote on it.
This is on the amendment.
Fish.
I appreciate the fact that my colleague, Commissioner Fritz, has had some concerns and strong views on this subject, and I appreciate the fact that she has produced this amendment, which I believe will garner the full support of the council and allow us to move forward with this particular matter. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
And I appreciate the work the university is doing in this area and particularly on the acquired property that I'm very familiar with and consider to be an asset, you to be an asset to our community, and I want you to know that. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you all for your support of the amendment. Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Can you please call the roll on the resolution amended 528?
Fish.
The development agreement that we were authorizing in this resolution will allow University of Portland to work with the city to reach an understanding as to how they can proceed with a much-needed development, which I will say has significant public benefits if successful. Not the least of which is the commitment that the University of Portland has made not only to acquire the balance of the land on the river below the bluff, which they intend to turn into a sports complex, but also their willingness to consider community uses for that property. And for there to be significant community uses, there has to be access. And what I believe this particular resolution does is balances our desire to adhere to high standards of protection of the environment while also recognizing that UP has been at this for some time and needs some additional flexibility in moving forward with their proposal, which I think, as again, I would say, when successful, will have an enormous community benefit. And I thank our friends from UP for all that they do and the time they've spent with individual commissioners helping to understand this important issue. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I too think this resolution strikes an appropriate balance by recognizing that the land that UP has that we're talking about is an environmentally sensitive land. But I do think the University of Portland is also attuned to that fact and has made every commitment to expand its campus and develop the related facilities in the most environmentally sensitive manner possible. So I think this is truly a good situation. We'll be protecting the river, but also supporting an important institution of higher education in our city. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
This area that's in question was designated environmental conservation zone for good reasons. Protection of the bluff, habitat connectivity, steep slope, wildlife corridor, potential for restoration. The river plan designates the bluff on a portion of the university's property as a special habitat area. Previously, portions of this land were in the Greenway Natural Area. Environmental advocates in the city have already compromised by removing the environmental protection zone at the university's request. Removing the environmental conservation zone in this manner undermines the river plan, in my opinion, and sends the wrong message that there is no public purpose to public input, and I disagree with that. I'm very grateful to my colleagues for adding an open house, but that's not at all the same as an environmental review where the public can make a difference. And I I'm concerned that this development agreement does not allow for good public process. The public's invited in only at the end when it's a done deal before council. The development agreement does not include approval criteria that would be included in an environmental review. How will the council know whether the development envelope and the mitigation are appropriate? When the development agreement comes back to council, it will not have gone through the formal public comment period and hearings officer's review that enhances the consideration of different options and increases the value on this, of discussion on this site as a gateway site. The purpose was supposedly for the university to have certainty, and my staff and I, and in working with the city attorney's office and the Bureau of Planning, proposed language that could have amended the environmental zone regulations to provide that certainty. And so that was rejected by the University of Portland. I believe that there is significant public purpose to public process, and I am concerned that that's not going to happen in this case. I'm certainly willing to put forward the changes to 33430 in the future if it's determined when the development agreement comes back that we don't have a wildlife corridor and we don't have appropriate habitat protection and we don't have the things that public input might be able to require. But as always, I will be watching my email and responding to citizens from my aspect. I appreciate the fact that now all staff in all bureaus will be paid to review it, and I hope for the best when we come back with the development agreement. No.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank the University of Portland for your willingness to take on the vision that you have. It's difficult terrain, and it's also reclaimed terrain. So I'm very excited at the possibilities here, and I really want to thank you for the willingness as well to provide additional public and public facilities, green space, recreational facilities for my part of town and in North Portland. I really appreciate that. You're a quality institution, and I have no doubt that you will meet and exceed all of our expectations in terms of moving forward. So I'm pleased to vote aye. We are adjourned.
Hold on.
I guess I gotta do this.